This land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Tuesday, October 28th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us as usual in this time slot, Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, buddy, I want to congratulate you on that VIP bourbon tasting party dinner that Chef Bob and you worked on. It was phenomenal. The menu was phenomenal. Absolutely enjoyed it. I just wish more people had come to this event because it was a great rollout, great explanation by Tim, your partner, about the bourbon and all the information that you guys shared. It was just a fantastic event, and I want to again thank you for it. It was fantastic, and again, wish a lot more people came to it. Do you, at this point, think that you might do another one with a little bit more advanced notice next time, see if we can replicate basically that tasting, and that menu was phenomenal. I'd love to see that again.
Yeah, we want to do kind of one of those type of dinners every month. In fact, a lot of people may or may not know, Yingling beer is now going to be available in Michigan. It's one of these beers that has not been available in the beer in Michigan beer market for whatever reason. But November 10th is the first time in Michigan's history that Yingling beer is now going to be available. So we're actually going to do a beer dinner in a couple of weeks featuring three styles of the Yingling beer. So that's just an example of what we want to move forward doing more of these types of dinners. It's hard to do them in the summertime, sure, but during the shoulder season and off season, it's the perfect time to do that kind of stuff.
Now, what is that beer? Where is it from? And what is it so famous for?
Yeah, partially it's famous because you just can't get it in Michigan. It's not an expensive beer. It's about the same price as like a 16-ounce Miller Lite draft beer. It literally just has this lore because you can't get it in Michigan. You can drive across the state lines and get it down in Indiana and Ohio, but it has never been for sale in Michigan until November 10th. And only a few places are going to get it. They're not rolling it out in bottles and cans until February. So only a few select accounts throughout the state are going to get them, and we just happen to be lucky enough to be one of the ones that they offered. Both of our restaurants are actually going to have Yingling beer on tap. So check it out. Yeah, it's Yeungling, Yingling. It's just, again, it's just one of these crazy things you could never get in Michigan, but soon you'll be able to.
So basically, like Stroh's beer was out west, where they couldn't get that. Okay, so that's kind of the thing they got going with that. Interesting. Never heard of it. Where are they based out of?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think they're based out of Boston, but don't quote me on that.
Okay. So, and does it taste kind of like a Boston lager, or is it more of a Pilsner? What's it taste like?
It is more along, it is a lager, definitely. So they're coming out with their traditional, which is a premium lager. They also have a black and tan that they're going to be mixing, and then they've come out with a new light beer, which is kind of supposed to be like a Michelob Ultra, low carb, low fat, that kind of thing.
Okay, got it. Miller Lite. I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, now, one thing that was very interesting, I want to talk about it on the other side, getting a lot of information regarding a dam up in Sheboygan County. Have you heard about this story?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, one of the people reached out to me and asked me actually for David Delaney's phone number. I want to talk to you about that story a little bit, and sure. Also follow up on all these solar projects. Goshen is dead down near Big Rapids. So we're going to go to a short break. More with Ian Murphy, owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord, Michigan. Ian, one of the things that I guess you're getting a reputation for, your attorney David Delaney's getting a reputation for, is being willing to take on government, taking on these agencies and different things. Now, this is what I've been told about this 50-acre lake, that there's a dam, and that it sounds like Eagle has put out an edict, a ruling, a declaratory ruling that they're going to remove this dam. And I guess from the local residents, I'm being told that it will literally destroy this lake, completely drain it, and basically wipe out all the habitat, all of the fish, the ducks, everything that live there. Interesting component, the Sheboygan County Board of Commissioners ruled 7-0 not to allow this to happen to this dam at the local county level. How is it, in your opinion, I know you're not an attorney, maybe this is something we should get David Delaney on to talk about, but how can a local county, 83 counties in the state of Michigan, one of our counties in the state of Michigan, as a unanimous vote to not allow this to happen, but yet this bureaucratic agency can just go ahead and do it? I mean, what is their situation? What's your thoughts about this particular case going on up there in Sheboygan County?
Yeah, I can say this. A lot of these agencies, they have built a power structure around two words. And it's not just Eagle. It's not just the health department. It's not just the DNR. It's not just the Secretary of State, you know, the Attorney General's office. Every single executive agency that Governor Whitmer has control of, they use two words, safety and welfare. In nearly every statute that governs all of these agencies, safety and welfare are the two words that come into play most often throughout these things, right? Masking school children, putting masks on the least vulnerable people in our population was based on safety and welfare until the Iron Pig knocked down that statute that allowed schools to use safety and welfare from the health department. Then they turned to the schools. Eagle is doing the exact same thing up in Sheboygan. They believe it's for the safety and welfare of the people in Sheboygan County to remove that dam. Now, the locals believe the exact opposite, as you're saying. 7-0, they don't want that dam removed. Now, Eagle is going to pretend that they are the authority. And those other people that might oppose the locals removing that, or not, I should say not removing that, they also believe in this appeal to authority and this safety and welfare. Well, if this government agency believes that this needs to be done, that masks should be on our kids, or we shouldn't eat in restaurants, or we should remove a dam in Sheboygan, or the Michigan Public Service Commission is going to come in and put a 2,000-acre solar farm next to your property in Otsego County. It's all built on the idea that these agencies know better than us peons at the local level. That's it. Safety and welfare is what all of this nonsense in the last 5 years has been built on. And yeah, David and I now have sort of become known as the people that are going to take on these ridiculous things because we've got to push back. And that's what I found in the last 5 years is that when one person stands up, it makes it okay for somebody else to stand up to.
Well, one of the things you guys have been fighting, and I believe it's still tied up in court, is this Public Act 233. Now, does this particular lawsuit impact all these other agencies, or is it specific only to the Michigan Public Service Commission?
Well, that is an amazing question, and we could devote a ton of time to that, actually. But it will only impact the Michigan Public Service Commission. Now, the conversations that I've been having with all these folks that are running for governor, Secretary of State, Attorney General, all of these people need to understand how we need to limit the amount of power and authority that government has. And there's Supreme Court rulings, United States Supreme Court rulings, that bolster the idea that we need to rein in the power of what I call these fourth branch government agencies that have all this power. There's no reason why a panel from Lansing can come up to Sheboygan County and say, you folks need to remove that dam, when the local folks say, we don't want it removed. Centralized power is never a good thing, And that is completely what is destroying Michigan right now, is all this centralized power that our government honestly has had. But it's just these recent administrations that are twisting these laws and using them in ways that have never been used before.
Recent being Governor Gretchen Whitmer 1 and now Governor Whitmer number 2. Because I don't I don't remember Rick Snyder. I don't remember John Engler. I don't even remember Jim Blanchard, the last somewhat moderate Democrat, doing any of this crap to our dams and to our farmland and all this other stuff. This has been all on Whitmer, first administration, now her second term. I'm sorry, but this is all on her.
Yeah, and you know, there is a constitutional language that limits the number of agencies that the executive branch can create. And Whitmer is nearly at that capacity now. You know, she created this additional education department a couple of years ago. But you can see it plain as day that that is what their agenda is to centralize power in Lansing and not allow local people, especially in northern Michigan, where they're trying to put up all of these industrial solar plants. They just don't care about us. They need the acreage to put these things up. So that's why they push through Public Act 233. And you're seeing it beyond 233. How in the world can people from Lansing, so-called experts, come to a place where the locals have said, we don't want this? And they say, nope, we're going to do it anyways. That's just wild to me. The people up in Sheboygan, I mean, I know we've got 19 plaintiffs up there in Sheboygan for this industrial solar plant, the so-called Northern Solar Water Park, some ridiculous thing like this. So Sheboygan's got some real issues, and it seems for the most part their commission is on the right side, but their attorneys may not be. So, again, this appeal to authority up there is pretty wild, and we're going to see what's going to happen with that.
Well, on this particular issue, this person contacted me, and I said, okay, he says an injunction needs to be filed right away to stop it, to tie it up in court. And I said, well, you need to go to your board of commissioners and say, guys, you brought this subject up. You voted 7-0. To fight it, to say, no, not in our county. You don't get to tell us what to do with our dam. I said it would be the corporate attorney representing the Board of Commissioners that should be the first legal option.
Yes.
Push them, tell them, file this injunction. We pay you. You're our corporate attorney. You're on retainer. We voted 7-0. This is what we want you to do. Isn't that the most logical, most cost-effective way for these folks to do this?
It should be, absolutely, yeah, because the commission is the one that voted to not do it. They are the representatives of the people. Now, if they don't have the stones to do that, which I think that they do, then private citizens absolutely should file suit locally in their local jurisdiction, absolutely, 100%. But the commission should be the ones to file first.
And because this is done at a county level, this is something that could be challenged at the local county courts, kind of like similar to what you did with the Iron Pig there in Otsego County, correct?
Yeah, anytime that you can possibly be roped into the court of claims, you don't want to go that avenue. And we saw plenty of restaurants, you know, Marlena's Bistro included, that tried to fight a battle in the court of claims. And it's not. It's just the government's court. They're skewed towards government agencies. So anytime that you can get outside of that in local court, in front of a jurist that is held accountable by your local electorate, that's what our founding fathers had intended in the first place, not these administrative lawyers that are appointed by the governor. You know, this is where I'm talking to the governor candidates and the AG candidates saying, listen, this Administrative Procedures Act, we really need to have a look at this and the amount of judges and how partial they are to the government. So this is just another extension of that, in my opinion.
Do you think these governor candidates are understanding truly what you're talking about? Is this something that they understand? Is this something that they're willing to check into if they become the next governor of the state of Michigan?
Well, that is a good question. And I will say, on its face, they seem to understand what I'm saying. When they're sitting talking to the guy that kept his restaurant open during COVID and beat the government, they do understand what I'm saying when I say that the government has too much power. These executive branch agencies have too much power. But when I start to talk about, actually, Tom Leonard is the only one that actually knew this Supreme Court case, Jarchese. He knew and understood the idea of limiting the Administrative Procedures Act and how much power those administrative law judges actually have. I mean, I never won a single court case until we got out of the administrative branch and into local court. So they do kind of understand what I'm saying, but it definitely is something that needs to be looked into further by people that are actual experts, you know, not a guy that runs a restaurant in northern Michigan. We need some people that it has been their life's work to repeal things like government overreach and the APA and all this stuff.
Now, is this something that needs to be done legislatively, or is this something we need to do and put into our state constitution?
Oh, that is another good question. So it could be done both ways. The problem is it's such a huge package of information that I think it'd be really difficult to get a constitutional amendment done, and it may need to be done legislatively. But this is why any attorney general candidate, we have got to have conversations about limiting the amount of power that these agencies have. And we see that Nessel is certainly not impartial to Governor Whitmer at all. So we need somebody in that AG spot that understands the recent Supreme Court rulings that have an impact. You can now request, I haven't seen one yet in Michigan, but you can now request a jury trial in a administrative proceeding. So when I was going through my liquor commission hearings, I could have, or now the idea is, I could request a jury trial, which has never been allowed in administrative proceedings. It's one judge that gets to make these huge decisions, whether it's DNR, Liquor Commission, Health Department, Department of Agriculture, MyOSHA, whatever it happens to be. These people have too much power, and we need people in office that know how to fix these things and move it forward for the future.
Interesting. Well, I've talked to and had interviewed on the show Doug Lloyd as well as Kevin Kievsky, and both of them are actively seeking my endorsement for the upcoming state convention, endorsement convention in March. And I said, oh, guys, we've got a whole lot of hoops to jump through. And I said, one of those hoops is a meeting, a sit-down with me, Ian Murphy, and David Delaney at the Iron Pig in Gaylord. And they're like, Trucker, set it up. I'll be there.
Yeah, so both Doug and Kevin have reached out. And between everything that's going on, we've taken on a third case, battery facility downstate. We also are looking at a battery facility right here in Otsego County now. These things are just popping up everywhere. And unfortunately, we don't have enough David Delaney's in Michigan right now to be able to combat all of these developments that are popping up trying to take advantage of Public Act 233. And really quick, I want to say we are going to be in court this week on our local industrial solar plant too, so stay tuned for that.
Hey, do you got a second? Can you stay over through the break?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hold Ian Murphy over. I want to get into that as well as a couple of text messages.